Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It has finally come true. The representative, the self-appointed ambassador to the Great Lakes, is now on his second stop along the Lake Michigan shores. He is Jabari Parker. He is on Twitter at Jabari Parker, and he is a Chicago Bull. Hi, Jabari. What's today like for you? How's it been?
Oh, today is a great day. You know, official that I'm a Chicago Bull.
What was the decision-making process like? I know you addressed this a little bit in the press conference, saying that you knew you wanted to be a Bull when they expressed interest. How exactly did it happen? Was it through your agent? Was it a text? Was it a phone conversation? What was the substance of the conversation at the outset?
Well, I think it was a team decision. It was along with my agent, my parents, and my team. Just came up with the conclusion that this is the best fit and no better opportunity to play in front of my hometown, especially the fans.
We're talking with new Bull Jabari Parker here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score. Jabari, what were the month or so prior to joining the Bulls like? Was there a realization, a readiness for you in knowing that it was time to move on from the Milwaukee Bucks, that a fit there wasn't quite right, or that it was time for you to move on? I wonder how that process went for you in your own head.
You know what? I don't know. I just speak about more the positive. You know, I just can't speak for other people. I just know for myself, this is the best fit. And as far as like production goes, I'll be utilized the way I want to, like given an opportunity, given a fair chance. And that's all I want.
I saw you standing in the corner too often. I saw it at Duke, too. It always made me crazy. And I know Mike Krzyzewski is revered as a brilliant coach, but it bothered me that you weren't on the move with the ball in your hands more in college. And then I started to see it immediately, and then you got hurt. You say being utilized how you want to be. How do you want to be ideally? What's the best way to use your skills?
Well, it doesn't matter just because I'm so versatile. I just can do a lot on the floor that doesn't limit me. I just want the opportunity to just be out there, just to create, just to be, you know, part of the team. That's what the Bulls presented, that I get a chance to be utilized the way I want.
A coach that taught me a lot about pro basketball was fond of saying, anybody who can play offense can play defense. If you can put the ball in the basket, you can keep the ball from going in the basket. Is he right, and can you do that?
Well, I don't know. I just stick to my strengths, you know. Like, look at everybody in the league. They don't pay players to play defense. You know, there's only two people historically to play defense. You know, I'm not going to say that I won't, but to say that's a weakness is like saying that's everybody's weakness, because I've scored 30s and 20s on a lot of guys who say they play defense. So
when you look around to potential teammates, to guys that you may line up with, what's exciting to you there about what's going to be able to get you those 20 and 30? How do guys like Zach LaVine, how do guys like Lauri Markkanen excite you about getting to those numbers you want to get to?
Well, you know, scoring is just one strength of mine. Also, playmaking, that's what I'm so looking forward to. Just guys, young guys, so talented like Zach Markkanen, Bobby, and Chris Dunn. Like, I'm so anxious and eager to play with those guys, like, because they can do as much as they can.
So I want to get back to the defensive question for a moment here. I think what we talk about now in the modern NBA, and it's something that John Paxson mentioned on these airwaves yesterday, with a pick-and-roll dominant strategy in the league right now, so much is based on the ability to switch that ball screen, maybe for a dribble, maybe for two dribbles, understanding, you know, off the ball a little bit, staying in your defensive stance and being aware of cutters. How much of that is just remembering to do it? How much of it is practicing it? But do you think you can be just, you know, an adequate switch for a couple dribble defender?
Well, I mean, if you know the game, you also know that everyone's a pro, right?
Yeah.
And you know that certain guys have an average. No matter what you do, they still get that average. So they pay people to score the ball. And I will hope that somebody scores the ball on me if they pay them that much. So I'm not saying that's a cop-out or nothing, but, you know, it's the NBA. The professionals, everybody scores just amount of limiting them as much as you can, trying to contain them.
Okay.
Is that then a reliability on everybody? I mean, is that a team defense that's got to limit a guy like, I don't know, James Harden from putting up 35?
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know, like, James Harden, MVP, like, a bad night for him is 25, you know? Especially somebody that has a ball in their hands and that's so decisive. You just got to respect them, try to contain them as much as you can. But, you know, a better offense wins the championship.
How... When you approach the position, we talk about basketball being positionless, and you have lineups on the floor where, depending on a substitution, you could be in a certain place at a certain time. What does that mean for learning an offense? Do you have to learn multiple positions, or is it easy just to understand concepts, in which case you can rotate from one spot to another?
No, it's just a feel of the game. I think every position is interchangeable at this point. Especially like, well, a lot of concepts. So, you know, you play the game long enough, you understand that everybody does similar things, and that's what I'm willing to do. Especially joining the Bulls is, you know, not making it as hard on myself, but just try to make it as simple as possible and try to fall in line with the offense.
Talking with Jabari Parker, now of the Chicago Bulls, and I wanted to find out a little bit more information, if you would, about the specifics of your recovery from the ACL injuries on the same knee. I assume, for the first one, did you have a graft from your own patellar tendon used the first time?
Yeah, I had grafts on both surgeries of my own.
So did they use the patella tendon in your other leg, or did they use a different tendon for the second one?
They used the other one in my knee.
Okay, so you have the middle third of both patella tendons has now been used as replacement ACLs. Has that made it difficult at all on your knees? Are you more prone to tendonitis because of those surgeries?
Yeah, maybe, but I haven't faced any yet.
And did you have any cartilage damage either time? And were either of your menisci repaired or resected?
I think no cartilage damage, because that would have been red flags and getting signed to the Bulls.
That's why I asked. Yeah, that's why I asked, because sometimes it's really that is more so than the ACL itself, which they just kind of make the new one and plug it in. Yeah. It's more so that if the knee cartilage is okay, I think that might be a big reason why the Bulls felt confident taking the chance on you. How about the fact that there's a team option on the second part of this deal? How does that change the way you look at your minutes, the way you look like you may feel you have to produce to prove that you're worth picking up that second year?
Oh, it's no pressure at all. Not a lot of people know what pressure is, so I definitely know what it is. So that's not. I'm just glad that I'm, you know, get a chance and to play and to do what I dream about, staying on the floor.
What is pressure?
Pressure is coming back to ACL.
When we look at offense, which is something that you're clearly focused on here and clearly going to impact quite a bit on the Bulls. Do you see a difference in, or when you come up in sets, right? Whether it's going to be an isolation set, something that you're going to start, whether that's off on the wing or wherever you like to start it, versus stuff in flow, stuff that Fred, you know, kind of likes to run, things that are a little bit faster. Do you look at those possessions all that differently in game, or are those things are those different gears for you?
No, it's pretty much the same. Just trying to get a feel of the game, that's all.
Well, Jabari, we appreciate you taking the time to join us here on the home of Chicago Bulls basketball on the radio, and look forward to an opportunity meeting you in person.
I appreciate you guys. Bye.
Thank you. That is Jabari Parker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.